Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat. Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode all about creating memories and special meanings with our charm bracelets. Angie and Nicole are here with me today, as always.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
So memories and special meanings. I am so excited about this episode. I'm excited about every episode, but I'm especially excited for this one because it has really become the reason why I collect charms and beads. When people ask, what is your why? And that's a really good question to reflect on and everything we do in life. But for collecting, that is mine. That is my why. And I am always and forever grateful to Nicole for showing me that in her first video that I ever watched. And I haven't looked back since. I don't know. That might be a thank blame, Nicole.
What else are you supposed to do with charms?
Right? Who knew? I think both memories and special meanings go hand in hand, and we have meaning because it evokes memories and it touches our heart. I think this episode is just going to cover all of that interchangeably. Okay, Angie and Nicole, I know the answer, but just for our listeners' benefit, are memories and special meanings what drive your charm and bead collecting?
Oh, absolutely. For me, I think there's a whole lot of beautiful jewelry out there, but having a special meaning makes it special. And I think that I choose maybe glass beads for their beauty, but I definitely choose silvers for their meaning, either because of the design of it or because of the written description. Sometimes I might even overlook a bead. And then when I read the description of the story behind it, then I have to have it.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. My first visit to the Pandora store was all about my daughter and my love of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So definitely started with memories and special meanings for sure.
One thing I love about this podcast in general is that it's allowed us to go back in time, and it's bringing up a lot of memories for me. I'm sure for you guys too, right? As we're looking for bracelets and stuff that we're talking about. They're always happy memories, and memories are so important. It connects us. It reminds us of so many beautiful moments, and charm bracelets really allow us to capture those memories forever and bring them with us wherever we go.
It's so true. If I'm cleaning out my bracelets or, you know, checking them out or something, and then you pull one out and you kind of, oh yeah, this one connects me to this memory or whatever. So it's kind of neat, a little trip down memory lane of why you bought it or whatever.
Angie, you're like a scrapbooker. So it's like basically a scrapbook you could wear on your wrist.
That's exactly true. That kind of gives me a little license too, because my husband likes the scrapbooks and he likes things to have a second purpose other than just looking pretty, right? So I'm like, oh, but look at this one. This just reminds me of you, honey.
Perfect. I need to write that one down. It's so good. So guys, is there a specific bracelet or charm that brings back a really special memory for you? Maybe one that pulls at your heartstrings or has a really important connection?
For me, I think it's the obvious answer. It's my first ever Presley bracelet. Two charms specifically, or I guess technically three. One of the charms is the original Pandora pretzel dangle charm. Presley's nickname came about on accident, where I was trying to say something cute with like pretzels, or like trying to shorten it. And as I was saying it, I was like, am I saying pretzels? So she just became pretzels. And then my brother turned it into Pretzelina. So just all the pretzel stuff reminds me of her. And then on that bracelet is also two of the Disney Parks exclusives, which represent our first Disneyland trip together. So yeah, those ones definitely will pull at my heartstrings forever.
I think you've talked about the pretzel charm quite a lot, and I never knew the actual reason why. Obviously, it's close to Presley, but I always wondered, okay, but pretzel?
Yeah, she was 1 week old, and I don't know if it's me being a little lispy, but that's just how it came out. So now she's pretzels.
That's the best. I'm so glad that we all have one now, too, to represent her. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, I can remember choosing most of my charms for either a special reason or an occasion or something like that. But I think that first one is always really special. And like when my husband gave me the Cinderella carriage, which was such an amazing charm, on a bracelet with a few other charms. And that kind of started this whole journey. So I'm forever grateful for that. So that's always going to be a special one for me.
That's really cool that your special one isn't that the charm represented a special moment, but getting your first charm was the special moment.
Yeah.
Although we're a big Disney family, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It did have special meaning.
Yeah. And I'm his princess. Aww. And
you're his queen, Angie.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
there you go. Well, for me, all my Disney bracelets are so meaningful, but we already talked about those, so I won't go into those today.
They got their whole episode.
I know, they do. I love it. I love that, Disney. We might need a part two, guys. For me, the one charm that really does create those memories for me, and I knew I had to get it when I saw it, is the Pandora snail charm. Now you might be thinking, what, snail, what?
But I am.
I know,
me too.
And when I first saw that snail, I was like, yeah, whatever, snail. But then I thought about the meaning and it just clicked and I had to have it. So as you guys know, I have a special bracelet for my mom, right? And we have a ravine behind us and we used to walk in there every morning, early in the morning, and there were snails everywhere, guys. Like, it was disgusting. Like, so many snails all over the sidewalks. And we had them in our garden. We had them everywhere because of the ravine. And so my mom would try and step on them and kill them.
No, she yeah, wouldn't.
Because she said they would eat her tomato plants. So she had to kill them all. I'm like, okay, gross. Mom, just by stepping on a few is not going to save your tomato plants. But it was so funny because I kept pulling her, like, not to step on them. And we would just laugh the whole way. So it's such a fun and happy memory for me. And it just cracks me up every time I see it now.
I grew up with snails, too, at my grandmother's house. And we used to like to watch their little slime that they left behind. But I could not imagine stepping on them.
Oh, my gosh. It was gross.
I bet.
Okay, this is digressing, but yeah, we all have a snail story because my cousin used to like line them up and run over them. But
oh no,
jeez. All the snail torture, because my snail charm reminds me to slow down. So I thought that's where you were going with it.
I mean, it does. But yeah, no, it's definitely my mom trying to kill them.
That's perfect. I love it.
Often what we wear can make us feel different emotions too. And sometimes we decide to wear something specific because of how we're feeling. I know I do that. How do you guys feel when you wear a bracelet that has a special meaning for you?
I don't know that I feel a certain way per se, but it's nice to like catch a glimpse of a bracelet that I'm wearing and like smile at whatever memory it might bring up.
Okay, I went about this a little differently because I love to wear my own beads bracelets probably the most. And I think it's because I feel so proud to be an ambassador and so honored to have collaborated with them on an Almost Tree project. And I just love those beads so much. So I feel, you know, all those emotions when I wear them. I can put little secret meanings into the bracelet, either with the typos or some of the word block beads. And they're also special to me. So I feel very badass when I wear them.
Oh, okay, Angie, I do feel a certain way then now that you mention it. There is no way that I don't feel like a badass when I wear my Kickin' Peaches charms. Like, it's just, you can't avoid not feeling empowered when you wear her. So, yeah, I guess I could feel a certain way depending on the charm.
I feel like a badass when I wear Kickin' Peaches.
How can you not?
It's so good. And then, you know, not so perfect with Imperfect Angel. It all balances out. It's all about balance, guys. For me, it usually just brings me back in time and warms my heart, makes me so happy. And I find that I constantly look at it throughout the day. Like if I'm working and, you know, whatever you have, or you're having a hard day, just look at it. And it's like, oh, it's so nice. It just reminds you of certain things and makes you happy. And guys, how many times did we see a bead and thought nothing of it? And then all of a sudden, we have a special meaning for it. And it becomes a must-have. It's like, I need this bead. It's the best bead ever. And like the day before, we're like, yeah, whatever.
All the time.
Right?
All the time. And you know what's funny? When one of you guys are like, meh, about a bead that I'm super excited about, I like deep down, I'm like, I'm going to convince them otherwise. It's going to happen.
You just did that for one. You did.
Which one?
The comedy tragedy.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
For our podcast design. Oh my gosh. I had never looked at it. And then, well, anyway, we'll go into that another episode. It happens all the time. And, you know, we've been known to be a little fixated or maybe obsessed with finding specific charms and beads, too. Have you guys ever gone out of your way? Maybe paid a little more or went through some hoops to get a charm that you just, like, really, really needed?
I think as avid collectors, we've all kind of gone off the deep end to get a certain bead. And all of a sudden, like, money becomes no object and you're scouring the sites trying to find it, especially the old retired ones, right?
Is there any specific one you can think of?
Well, there was this one time where my phone was turned off and Nicole was desperately trying to reach me to let me know that Carla at Omen Australia had 3 white chocolate beads. And I really wanted it. Not a ton of meaning to it, but I just really wanted it. So that was a crazy meant to be moment because somehow I just looked at my phone. It was on silent and I saw that her message popped up and it's like, holy cow, gotta go.
Gosh, I have a ton of beads that I've gone out of my way to get, but not necessarily because there was a meaning behind it. Like, it's just the collector's mentality. Like, it might be rare or hard to find. However, Rita, you've gone out of your way to help me find a super meaningful bead. And I know we mentioned it on a previous episode, but the Pandora 20 frog, it was like, I would have been devastated if I didn't get it. And here's a couple reasons why. Is one, I love frogs. I have tattoos of frogs. It's just my spirit animal. And also, if you know what my work-inspired bracelet is, the frog on there represents my job or my career. And I always had this like career piggy bank frog that I was gifted by a previous manager, mentor, friend. Like, she was just amazing. And so that frog has always represented that piggy bank, or my career frog, as I call it. But then when Pandora 20 came out, my 20th work anniversary was going to be the next year. And I just needed that frog to have that 20 engraving. So at that point, it was nearly impossible to be guaranteed these Pandora 20 charms. And Rita, you went out of your way and found, and I feel really bad for you that you had to figure out like who was going to get them. So thank you for picking me.
And then you gave me one too. So thank you for that.
I did. I had to. You needed it.
It's become one of my most meaningful charms too. Represents friendship and all, like, I guess the craziness of Pandora 20, but it was a good mission. I'm up for the challenge.
I wanted to say too that some of my most meaningful charms are either from friends or to represent friends, and you guys have both been so selfless in giving me certain beads. Like Rita, you gave me that pumpkin jack-o'-lantern one from Pandora, and Nicole selflessly gave me her picnic basket because we both wanted it.
I feel like you're always on a mission for something, Rita. What's one of yours?
It's my motto. I have two. One last year when my uncle passed away, he was like my second dad, and I really needed to find that Dove of Peace charm. Angie, I'm sorry, I'm not rubbing it in, I swear.
I feel like she is.
I will find it for you. I'm on a mission. I will find it. I know it. I will find it. But anyway, I wanted it to remind me of him because he loved birds so much and keep him close. And I really, really wanted to wear it for the day of the funeral. And it kind of happened suddenly, so there wasn't a lot of time. And one, I was so lucky to actually find it. And then I paid a little bit more to get it in time. But it was so worth it. And it was just a happy, happy connection to him. And it means like so much more now. So.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. I love that story.
I had to get it. And you know what the other one is, guys? You've probably seen it in my posts all the time. It is the Om Hope bead. I love it so much. It embodies what I try to live and share every day. And as soon as I saw it, I just had to get it. It's one of my favorite beads ever, and because of the meaning and because it's beautiful. I think memories and meanings will continually drive our collecting, and it's just in our human nature and it's in our collector's nature. I know I'm always working on something new and some meaningful design. Angie, is there a designer charm that you're still working on or looking for that represents the special meaning or memory?
Well, I'm always willing to change up a design if I get either a new charm or, you know, I find something better for something that I had in there. So like right now I'm working on my wedding bracelet, sort of, you know, relationship marriage bracelet. And I want to put on that new two-tone crown that I just got from the Pandora sale. So I'm going to take it apart and it will get changed around because of that. What about you, Nicole?
You know, my mom designs are forever evolving. Like, I don't think I'll ever be done with those. And I'm currently loving being a karate mom. So I would love to see more karate themed charms out there. And then, of course, our podcast theme bracelet. You mentioned it with the tragedy charm.
Yes, I'm working on mine, too.
Yeah, we've all kind of started on the beginning of what that could look like. And you guys, I was actually really shocked to see how hard it was to find a microphone charm. So thanks to Google, we found the Lulu Charms had a microphone that I think is perfect for our podcast.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm just surprised there's not more out there.
Guys, I just ordered something for that bracelet, too.
Would
from
you order?
Home Beads, I ordered the headphones because I wear headphones when I'm recording. It's the perfect bead.
Totally.
I'm really excited about this whole bracelet design.
I think I'm going to have to stack a bracelet for the podcast theme because I have that headphone bead from Om Beads and it's going to have to be on its own bracelet because I just can't mix.
Angie's not a mixer. I'm looking for the hockey puck, the old Pandora hockey puck, and soccer charm. And preferably the soccer charm with the purple CZs, but of not course. Necessarily. That one's going to be hard to find. It's to build my dad bracelet. I already have a photo charm, and I want to build on that. And it's only fair because my mom has a bracelet, so my dad's got to have one now.
Have you seen the Ohm Beads hockey player, the Enforcer, I think it's called? It's so good. I've been thinking about that too for my hubby.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ange. Oh, Angie always gets me in trouble. No, I'm kidding. No, that's good. I'm going to look at it because hockey and soccer were like our thing. We did that. We watched it always together. Guys, what I love so much is that you can easily keep these special meanings and the special beads and charms on a bracelet and change up the whole look just by changing the glass or colors. Like Angie said, glass is decorative. For my mom bracelet, I had all the special beads and charms on there. And then I had a pink theme. So I just changed it all up. I put some purple elf beads and it changed up the whole look. Like it was a whole new bracelet. It brought new life to it and I just wore it even more. I love that those memories and meanings never become old and you can just refresh them easily and it feels like something new.
Totally. I try not to change up my designs once I love them because I would rather start a second, or it's an excuse to start a second bracelet than change it. However, my work-inspired bracelet was missing like the proper color of pink that I needed until Pandora came out with the metallic pink hearts. And you guys, I find that those full enamel like that, they're really hard for me to design with. And I was going to resist it. And I said, maybe I'll just get one. And Rita was like, no, you're going to need two. And four metallic hearts later, I have changed up my work-inspired bracelet. It gives it a whole new look. I kept the meaningful beads on there, but now I have those pops of pink that I really wanted.
I'm so happy you got them. They're just you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I know you
are. Proud.
Are you happy because they're me, or are you happy because you were right?
Yeah, a little bit of both, maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what I used to do is take a picture of every single design that I made. And then after a while, there were just so many, I had to give up because it's like, I can't ever refer back to these and put it back together because I changed them and then I love them and you kind of forget about how it was.
I'll do that too. Or I'll look back at my Instagram post and be like, what did this look like back in 2018?
Yeah, Instagram's the best scrapbook. But I try and take pictures too. And I'm setting up a place in my digital planning for that. And because sometimes, a lot of times, I take them apart for something. I mean, not my special ones, but a lot of them I do. And then I'm like, what was on it again? And I can't remember. And I go back and I can put it back together. And so I've tried to do that too, but it can get out of hand. But Instagram's really good.
It still cracks me up that I feel like when I take a design apart, I'm like, I'm never getting it back. When it's like, no, you easily can get it back.
Yeah. So looking at meaning and holding on to memories is really a big part of our collecting. And now we also want to see our listeners' special bracelets and charm meanings. So this week, we invite you, our wonderful listeners, to either post on Instagram, tagging at CharmChatPodcast and using the hashtag CharmChatMemories, or send us an email at CharmChatPodcast@gmail.com and let us know what your most meaningful charm or bracelet is and why. Collecting really fills our hearts and makes us feel better when we look back or hold on to something so important, guys. Beads can do that. They are really like therapy for our heart and soul. This is a big part of our collecting. And next week, we're going to delve into the concept of bead therapy with none other than our resident therapist, Angie.
Yes, the doctor is in.
Yes. And she's going to be here to lead us in that episode about how our beads really have become our happy place. So stay tuned, friends. Thanks for being here and stay charming.